We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
20 minutes away from the Braves, three up, three down, every day at 11:40. Three good Braves topics right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Braves-Reds tonight looking to bounce back after a tough one last night against the Phillies. Still took the series, though, and had an excellent month of June. Turned the page to July. Should have Ronald Acuna tonight as well. We'll get into all that coming up 20 minutes from right now. But yeah, there's a lot of big stories in the world of sports going on currently. I don't know that any are bigger than the news that came out yesterday afternoon that USC and UCLA are leaving the Pac-12 and headed to the Big Ten. Bill Bender joining us from Sporting News to discuss everything that's going on in the world of college football. First and foremost, Bill, thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and just trying to sort through all this stuff and figure out what's going to happen next. What was your reaction when you saw the news yesterday that USC and UCLA were going to do what they're doing?
I mean, shock at first, but not really. I mean, when the SEC did their thing and got Oklahoma and Texas last year, I said the Big Ten's best play in return was to go coastal, go coast to coast and take, I thought that would come with, like, maybe it will when Oregon and Washington at Stanford, if they go after those guys. But just the shock value of thinking to myself, I grew up with the Rose Bowl here in Ohio. Grew up hating USC to some extent, and then having them be in the Big Ten is completely unbelievable in some ways.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Bill Bender. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at BillBender92. Well, you can still hate him, Bill. You can still hate him, except you can do it more often now. It'll be a regular season game. Think about it. UCLA is like going to be a Rose Bowl every week. Somebody that will usually play in that game. If you think about it that way, what do the schools from the West Coast really get from this? We know they're going to get money and that type of thing. How does it help Southern Cal? And how does it help UCLA, a football program that it still exists but kind of doesn't exist?
Money. I mean, that's the answer. Yep. It's a lot of money and a lot of TV money. And, as somebody pointed out to me last night, I mean, that could save, it saves USC's women's sports programs that money. And with the deficit they had. And then for UCLA, it's, prestige. I mean, they, like you said, their program's been a little dormant for a long time. Even with Chip Kelly, they haven't really done a lot. I think, I kind of giggled that you saw right away people like take seven steps forward. They're like, well, Urban will be UCLA's next coach.
You saw that, yeah.
And you know what? Like, once I saw him on the Big Ten Network breaking down USC and UCLA, I was like, maybe someday.
Yeah. As soon as that Jacksonville stench wears off, it won't take long. Some college football program will do it. In terms of money, because, look, that's what it is. We get it. We're not naive. We can be mad about it if you want, but it is what it is. How much more valuable do you – and maybe it's impossible to really gauge because the money is so big. How much more valuable, though, do you think – the Big Ten TV deal got yesterday by getting that LA market?
Oh, huge. It's huge. And then, I don't think they're done.
Yeah.
I think, the end game here is, yes, we are heading towards some sort of super conference, but I mean, for the Big Ten to be able to say, we got the DC market, we have New York, we have LA, we have Chicago. I mean, if they get Notre Dame, they really have Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a nationwide conference. And really, that was my takeaway from this whole thing, is that, okay, forget about the alliance. I think the Pac-12's in trouble. We know the Big 12's in trouble. Are these two conferences, the SEC and the Big Ten, are they going to go for themselves, or are they going to take aim at the ACC's the next move, right? We're all kind of watching to see what happens with them.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Bill Bender. Sporting News. A national writer. Okay, you mentioned him. Notre Dame. Is the news starting to tighten on them to commit to a conference because of what happened? Is that the other thing that could happen because of this?
I think it's time. I mean, I just don't know how they're going to cling to independence as long as they can, but mm-hmm. I think those days are running short just because, you know, obviously they don't want to be left out. I think they'll wait and see what happens with the ACC. Obviously, we know their TV deal, the grant of rights, makes it so that they have to be in the ACC through the 2030s. But if they were just joining a conference, they got to go to the Big Ten at some point. It makes more sense. Their biggest light, this is this whole part of this, how surreal this is somebody that grew up in Big Ten country. Like, if you would have told me in 2000 that, hey, in 22 years, Nebraska and USC are going to be in the Big Ten and Notre Dame isn't, I would have told you were crazy.
Right.
But not just that, but Nebraska be a none factor as well. Yeah. The other question I have for you, Bill, is this. We're talking about teams coming from the West Coast and playing teams in a different geographic region. You can't just fly in on the day before the game and play, can you? Don't you have to, like, travel, like, midweek? And we are still talking student-athletes. This is time is from class.
Yeah.
If that's even a deal, does it matter at all? I'm just throwing that out.
No, it doesn't, apparently. And, nope. I mean, again, this is turning into –
You're supposed to be in school. You're supposed to be in school, Bill.
I mean, NFL players, you were there. Like, traveling to the West Coast from Miami was a big deal, mm-hmm. right, when mm-hmm. you played the Chargers or whoever. It's a big deal. And I think that is one thing that's being underplayed, and they're just saying, well, we got money, we can do charters. But it's not even football. That's like talking about the volleyball team or the – you know, the baseball team, whatever, and that's why I think the Big Ten hasn't done out west, because I think they're going to get some of those other schools that are natural partners for USC to kind of offset that, so they don't have to make, you know, what are they going to do when they go play Rutgers and then have Ohio Station next week? Are they just going to stay on the East Coast for a week? It's a legitimate question.
It is. That is a legitimate question. I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. That's what teams, the Falcons, when they go play the Rams and the Seahawks, they're going to stay in Seattle for the week so they don't have to fly all the way back, money-wise, but also time zone-wise and all that. You're probably right. That probably is what will happen. Who do you think is next? Like, because USC and UCLA aren't the last teams to defect from these conferences. Who is the Big Ten targeting next, and how soon do you think that'll happen?
I mean, Oregon and Washington make sense, I think, if you're going to continue to add the schools. You know, I started doing the homework yesterday, and, like, Oregon, obviously, with everything they bring from the Nike brand, that makes sense. Washington, obviously, they have, now that UCLA and USC are gone, they have the largest stadium in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. And that is a very good school. And remember, they're adding these schools with that AAU, Association of American Universities, quality to them. Rather, that's to have the veneer of academics in this big money college football world. It probably is, but
it is.
I think that's worth their doing.
Yeah, no doubt. I went to Washington, by the way, Bill. So thank you for the academic compliment. Makes me feel very smart.
It's a very good school. Like, I was
tell
like,
me about it.
Wow, that it makes sense, right? So congratulations to you, man.
Thank you, Bill. My mom listening right now is very proud of me. So let me ask you this, because it all sort of feels like it's headed towards something bigger and inevitable, which has been talked about for years, which is sort of the 64-team super college football, whatever. Like, you think we just get to a point where none of this actually happens? Like, UCLA and USC don't play in the Big Ten, and Texas and Oklahoma don't play in the SEC, and those conferences don't even exist because somehow over the next couple of years they're able to find a way to get to that point where they really do that 64-team thing?
Or it could just be that SEC and Big Ten get to 24.
Yeah.
I think that's where it's headed right now, is it could be 48 schools or 40 schools, you know, whatever that number is. And the consequence of this is, you know, what's that mean for a school like Syracuse if they don't get a seat? What's that mean for a college football that we grew up with is, I don't want to say dead, but it's certainly a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of those outposts like Washington State and West Virginia, Oregon State's feeling pretty bad today. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, and that's the trade-off. And I kind of wrote a column today kind of using the Matrix analogy. If you were a college football fan, are you taking the red pill or the blue pill? Well, college football took the red pill this week, and they're going to continue to go down that rabbit hole, I think.
Bill, with that being said, you're there in Columbus, Ohio. Who, I mean, will Ohio State folks I'm just saying they're used to playing certain people every year. I mean, are they going to embrace regular season games with UCLA? You know, I'm just saying because – and who do you leave off your schedule? There's always been this intense rival in the Big Ten that everyone loves to see Ohio State play and the fans always get excited about. Or do we even care about that?
Yeah. Well, that's again, a trade-off. I judging by Gene Smith's comments this morning, they're excited about USC and UCLA coming in because there's no question Ohio State's been the top dog in the conference. As a, you know, like I said earlier, I mean, as somebody who grew up around, you know, Ohio State and Michigan playing USC in the Rose Bowl a lot, I am kind of excited for that. If Ohio State and USC get something going with Lincoln Riley and Ryan Day and those games are huge and you get both parts of the country involved, I like the potential for that. And I think that's what USC brings, is that school that comes into the shoe. Those games will be really exciting. There is a generation of Ohio State fans that don't understand how big that rivalry with USC was, and it could be again.
Well, Bill, we appreciate the perspective, as always. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good day.
Bill Bender there, Sporting News. Again, follow him on Twitter, at BillBender92.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.